All right, 7:16, and a lot of fun this morning because I look forward to getting you guys in and catching up on things that people are talking to you about.
James Never Buckner. A dull moment, my friend. Never a dull moment.
No, James Buckner and Lee Vogler, how you doing?
I'm a little tired, but I'm feeling good.
And tell us why you're tired, because you guys had quite a, literally a night out last night, James.
Yeah, National Night Out last night was an absolute blast. I think it was National Night Out 20. Was it the 20th year, Lee?
I think it was
the 20th yeah. National Night Out 20.
Used to have it all in one place. Now they split it up.
Oh, man. So. We were... There was actually so many events in the city last night that actually the council members got split last night. And the group I was with went to 5, and I also think Lee's group went to 5 as well.
Five locations in one night.
Different neighborhoods in
the
city.
Even the Stones don't do that on a tour.
Let me tell you, it was a great time. You know, we got to get out in the neighborhoods and see folks that we rarely get to see. And we hear from them a lot, but rarely get to see them and, you know, have time to spare with them and every neighborhood was different, and it was a lot of fun. They cooked for us. They, you know, it's just a lot of fun, that's for sure.
And when you get out, and when you're on council, you're just like a celebrity everywhere you go, except some of them are fussing at you.
Usually National Night Out, everybody's really friendly.
Yeah. And where all did you go, Lee?
We were on 3rd Avenue. We went to Cardinal Village, Westmoreland, North Main Baptist. I think I went to one other one. I tell you, it all kind of blends together. We were all over last night.
And you didn't get to see him in concert at Cardinal Village, did
no,
you?
No, unfortunately, I missed the live performance, but there's enough of them floating around on the internet that I'm sure I'll see it several times.
And if you'd like a copy of it, Lee has 100 of them on a thumb drive
he
already.
He absolutely so. Does.
I'm ready to personally deliver them.
Let's just try just a little of this and see how this sounds. This is Lee Vogler from last night, and this was at the Cardinal Village, right?
Yes, and Cardinal this, Village.
And if you want to see it, it's on River City TV. He's actually rapping.
Half man, half. Ask for clubs, bad boy, that's what's up. After bucks, crush crews after us. No games, we ain't laughing much. Nothing but big things. Check the hit list, how we twist.
Councilman Lee Vogler.
With the name. Ready to hit the world tour.
That's right, hit the world tour. Lee Vogler, I'm hungover because I was up late last night tour. It feels like a hangover when you get up this early, doesn't it? It's like a hangover without the night before.
Feeling right. Like Mick Jagger.
Yes.
Or P. Diddy.
But it's great. It's great. And, you know, it shows you can talk to your constituents wherever they are, whatever kind of music they like. Next time he'll be playing a violin at a classical concert at First Baptist.
So. I played a little piano on those the Danville, #Danville Piano Project that Councilman Buckner made happen, and so I get down there from time to time and play a little tune too. So
you look like you had practiced this a bit.
Well, you know, I've prepared my whole life for that moment, Hutch, and so you know, it was wonderful to finally take the stage in that way. I was ready to speak to the audience, you know,
and sing to him, and he would just like to thank his makeup artist and his producer.
Takes a lot of work to pull off something like that, you know. So.
His parole officer and the band,
Donnie Jones, man, Donnie Hunts, he was great.
Yeah, Tupac was there. He produced the thing, so it was really cool. And believe it or not, we are talking to city council people, but I like the fact that we've got new young blood on there. Have for some time now. You're getting ideas from people. In a way that you couldn't have done 15, 20 years ago with Facebook and social media, they're in touch with you, which it can be a mixed blessing, but it is a blessing that they can reach you in the first place so easily.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. We someone was talking to me the other day about how different it is now. You know, we take guidance from people that have been here before, people that have been on council years before us. You know, we talk to them still. And one guy in particular, and I won't call his name, but he says, there's no way he would want to be here now with the age of Facebook and the age of social media and just being that accessible. You know,
yes.
It used to be you would call somebody on the phone and maybe they'd call you back, maybe they wouldn't. And I know all of our former council members have always been pretty accessible.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you, if you have one of these, and I'm holding up my cell phone here, guys.
Yeah.
If you've got one of these nowadays, you can typically reach most of us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they do.
But let me say this officially, because we've had him in a number of times too and certainly enjoyed it. Please don't call Dr. Miller in the middle of the night, because he's going to think it's the hospital and there's a problem. So try to make your contact with Dr. Gary 9 to 5.
That's right.
So that one thing, because when you're a doctor, you get especially a heart surgeon, you get a call at 3 a.m.
Right. You get ready to go.
Because I was telling him about getting off of this and just doing it as a part time from now on. And he said, "What are you wimping out, man? I do that all the time." And he does. So the things that people are talking to you about, first of all, what would you say is on people's minds now? Both what you can do something about and what you can't. We'll start with Lee on this one.
We hear a lot about the progress folks are seeing, what we've seen with industries coming in, the River District, things like that. They're excited about it. And then just wanting to know about what new industries. There's always questions about the Mega Park. The casino, we get questions about. Actually, I get questioned about that probably more than anything, which as of right now, there's not a huge whole, a lot of updates other than we're waiting on the General Assembly. But I get asked about that almost once a day at least.
All right, so let's answer the question for at least five people who were going to say something to you today one way or another. When is the General Assembly vote?
They will come back around in January. There's a state JLARC study that will come out around November. Now, from what I understand, there will be a referendum on the ballot this November for a separate voting issue for historical horse racing machines, which are essentially slot machines, and for Rosie's, which is a part of Colonial Downs. That's a separate vote. Although I would think that if that passes in November, it makes the case stronger to the General Assembly in January that Danville is wanting that kind of entertainment. But they're two separate things.
Yeah.
But the General Assembly on the full-on casino legislation that folks have been hearing about for a while, that will come up in January, and they'll discuss to reaffirm the vote from last year.
And James, as people have talked to you about this over the past year or two, do you get the feeling that certainly not everybody, but the majority of people are going one way or another on all these gambling issues?
I've seen a lot that are mixed and confused about it, especially when it comes to the Rosie's historic horse race and the casino. Some folks think that the Rosie's or the historic horse racing is just going to be the casino, which is not the case at all. There, as Councilman Vogler, as the Vice Mayor Vogler said, that they're two entirely different things. The historic horse racing is not a casino, and the casino is a totally separate thing all in itself. But I have seen lots of folks who are excited about it, and are very anxious to see what happens. The idea of it coming and the things that it'll bring with it, a lot of people are excited about it.
Is it kind of an age thing, both of you? People above 60 might be a little more conservative. People below 60 say, we need the money, let's
go. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and from what I've seen, somewhat. But, even then, I'll have older folks who will say, bring it on. We want the entertainment. We want the tax revenue. There's so many good things that could come from it, too, locally. And, there'll be plenty of time to discuss it in detail. But that type of opportunity doesn't come along very often. We felt like it was worth putting it in front of the people to decide.
It's like the old thing people were saying a year ago, the person who says, I don't want gambling here. By the way, I'm going to buy some lottery tickets on the way home.
Yeah, exactly.
So much of this, as you know, is perception.
That's right.
You could take something like gambling. Certain areas of it are perceived as wrong, or they're just not used to it. Certain of them, if you've been doing it for years, they're used to it. And you have that to deal with as well. It's not always just the facts.
It is. I think a lot of it is perception. I think for folks who maybe haven't been to a casino or anything in a long time, or never have been, they probably think that maybe Joe Pesci and Robert De Niro are in a back room with somebody's head in a vice. But if you actually go to one now, it's more like Disney World. Yeah. A lot of them, it's just...
And their head's in a vice, but it's more fun.
it's part of a ride, right?
So, the thing that people don't realize, too, is that there's a lot of hard work put into casinos to bring people from out of town.
Yeah.
They're
being watched by the authorities.
Right, exactly. So the main goal, I think, of most casinos nowadays is to bring people from a 100-mile radius of Danville, to bring them in, to get them to spend the night, to get them to hang out here, to get them into their casino to spend money all in our city. Let them go out shopping. Let them go out to our restaurants.
Restaurants want it. Hotels want it.
Absolutely, man. Let them fill the hotels, beds and heads, man. Mm-hmm. That's what we're looking for.
We've spoken with mayors and chiefs of police and other localities very similar to ours, without going too much into detail, and they were all very positive about the impact that it had in their locality. And the folks that we've spoken to, again, without mentioning names, but They think that there's huge opportunity with the Raleigh, Durham, that area to draw from that.
Oh, here. Yeah.
You know, so again, bringing people from out of town to come spend money in Danville, that'd be a fantastic thing.
And you're right, because the main people I would want to talk to are the ones you have. Go to other localities where this has happened and say, what did it do to your city? What was the effect here? Positive, negative, all the way. We know it's an economic positive.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
You know, and a few of us have had those conversations with council members and mayors from all over the country who have been, as Lee said, they've been in our position and they faced these tough challenges, and they said if they could do it over again, they would 10 times, because it's transformative to a neighborhood. It's mm-hmm. transformative to a community. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, it's transformative to a whole area. You know, we're not talking about just here. It won't just transform Danville, as it'll transform everything within an hour around us.
It would be like putting a theme park here and people come in from all over, spend money, and then go.
Well, that's the thing. You know, casinos, it's not just the gambling side of it. That's actually a small portion of what they do now. Mm-hmm. You got entertainment, the restaurants. I mean, some of the ones that we've seen and spoke with, I mean, they're bringing in national acts every week.
Yeah.
And would do the same here. So,
I know of one in Wisconsin that brought it. They actually built a big amphitheater there. They're bringing in national acts. And you say, why would they do that? Charity? No, they know that if they pack this thing with 30,000 people, those people are going to come to their business. So it works well for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. So I think, you know, once we get a little bit further along, there'll be a lot of opportunity, I mm-hmm. think, to get more information and to hear from other places that have dealt with it.
Good. And if it goes wrong, the guys you blame are Lee Vogler, who just finished talking.
And Lee Vogler, who just finished talking.
Yes,
no, especially James Bunyan.
Councilman and rap artist Lee Vogler, you did submit that recording for a Grammy, I hope. All right, we got about 3 minutes here. So that's one of the things, though, that council does not have any effect on anymore. They're just watching the higher-ups do that.
That's right.
What is probably the main thing you're talking with people about now? And also, quickly, do people ever ask you about things the council has no jurisdiction over?
Oh, man. I've got a good one. You know, on a very light note, I had a lady call me one Sunday afternoon, just irate. She was just livid because her next-door neighbor had painted their front door
mm-hmm.
yellow,
mm-hmm.
and she didn't think it should be that way. And she thought that I should have someone go over there and make her paint her door a different color.
This was Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon.
I would have said, weren't you good at church this morning? Have you ever heard about forgiveness or turning the other cheek?
Right.
Yes.
So the color of her door did not please her, so she asked me to have someone go paint it. I kindly said, ma'am, I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do if she paints it polka dotted. So. Yes,
but I'm in ecstasy for you that's the biggest problem you've got in life.
Absolutely, yeah. Right.
Well, I mean, we get all kinds of interesting requests, which we enjoy the feedback, by the way. Please don't stop reaching out to us.
So let me stop Lee here. We absolutely love hearing from the people who have put us in our office where we are.
Amen.
And we absolutely enjoy every piece of feedback that you guys give us, good, bad, indifferent. We just like to hear from people to let us know what we're doing, if it's good, if it's bad. If you have an idea that you want to see us try to implement, please, by all means, reach out to us and let us get on that.
And we're talking to James Buckner and Lee Vogler, City Council. Got about a minute here. Lee, any things that you have been asked that aren't something that's going to be worked on by council?
I had a man one time call and say that there was a shopping center in the city that, and it had rained a lot, I mean a whole lot, and said that there were puddles in the parking lot and then a person's feet were getting wet, and asked, could the city do something to force the owner of the shopping place to do something about the parking lot so that it wouldn't get so wet when it rains?
Wow.
I said, that's private property. And, yes. It was a lot of rain. maybe we speak to the man upstairs and maybe have a little less rain. But
absolutely,
But no, we get some funny stuff sometimes. But like James said, we love the feedback, and please don't stop. That the folks put us in these positions, and I am thankful for that every single day.
So I'll say, because you tell the guy, if your feet stay wet though, you need to go get some athlete's foot powder and vote for Buckner and Vogler in the next election. And guys, it's been fun because it's been a while. I hadn't had a chance to catch up.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to know about where the and they don't pay a whole lot of attention. That's why we get people in here, because everybody's so busy now. You know that.
Yeah.
That's why Josh and I like to get people on in here, let people know what's going on, talk to the people like you folks. And so whether it's he or I in there, we enjoy also hearing from people, giving you folks another avenue to reach them. And yeah, I can tell by the conversations I've had with counsel, they are actually glad you have that kind of access to them, because they'd rather hear about it beforehand. And if they meet you, they're going to ask you anyway. They want your opinions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
We do. Lee and I do something, and I know there's a couple other members that do it as well. We actually watch our meetings on Facebook Live so people can ask questions in real time, and we can answer them in real time. So
yeah, we've had that. You know, folks will ask a question in the live stream, and we'll see it, and we'll ask it during the meeting and get an answer for it right then and there. So yeah. Wow. That's using technology again, and you know, that's the new school, I guess, of us being on there. But yeah, we check the stuff while we're in there so we can get real-time answers for people.
And also Lee checks it so he can look at his eyebrows and go, I need to change what I'm putting on my eyebrows.
You got to make sure Mark Aaron's getting my good side.
That's right. That doesn't look presidential, guys.
I have one.
Appreciate you guys coming by.
Thank you.
And Josh, Rockingham County trying to locate a suspect with multiple charges against this guy.